In 2007, the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society won a $90,000 scenic byways grant to develop plans to rehabilitate the structure into a World War II interpretive center and a working wooden boat shop and commercial fishing museum. The award took nearly a year to work its way through the State Department of Transportation. Maritime Heritage Society President Rebecca Polson told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce this week that her organization has just begun soliciting architectural proposals for the restoration of the original historic structure, plus a modern, fully accessible addition for visitors. Polson argued that the downturn in the national economy was all the more reason to invest now in Sitka's visitor infrastructure.
I believe that even in a recession, we will do better by attracting travelers looking for a good value, a memorable, unique, rewarding trip, the real thing, rather than a place just like all the rest.
Polson referred to recent emphasis on the Sitka Historic Preservation Plan and said that we need to preserve the places we want to promote. Polson said the boathouse moved from federal to state ownership in the decades following the war, at about the same time Mount Edgecombe High School went to the state. It was under the management of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources and likely would have become a parking lot, according to Polson, if the Maritime Heritage Society had not stepped in to help the city acquire it. The society acquired the site by lease from the city in 2004 and has since spent $65,000 in grant funding working to stabilize the structure. Early last year, the society signed a sublease with Delta Western to allow the fuel supplier to construct a dock and storage tanks on the uplands between the boathouse and the city work float. Polson said the deal will pay the society 6.5 cents per gallon, a minimum of $50,000 and a maximum of $75,000 per year. The city subsequently has faced a legal challenge from Petromarine, the existing fuel supplier. Polson told the chamber that the deal is critical to the society's long-term future.
Anyone involved in nonprofits knows that unrestricted, dependable operating income is crucial for existence and the very hardest to come by. The income will not only support operation, and with a paid staff person, things might go a little faster, but it will give confidence in our stability to foundations as we ask them for major donations.
Despite the recent controversy over the Delta Western sublease, the chamber audience limited its questions largely to maritime heritage, the possible connection between the Boathouse Interpretive Center and the new Fort Rousseau Causeway State Historic Park, and the difficulties involved in maintaining wooden boats. Polson said the society would be cautious about taking on too many boats due to the expense involved, but added that it was simply impossible to resist some watercraft. She gave the chamber its first lesson in Sitka maritime history.
It's actually a kind of boat that was developed here called a Sitka sealer, or a sealing boat, that was, you know, in the 22, 24 feet long, that was developed in response to a law that restricted fur seal hunting to natives in a boat with no motor and no firearms and only five or fewer crew. And so this boat, they're long and skinny, incredibly fast, with four rowing stations and one person to an oar. And they used to go out from Bjorka, you know, to intercept the fur seals when they were going by. And then after that ended, they still were around and they would have races in the 30s.
Polson also said that the society was partial to Davis boats, which were built in a small factory in Metlakatla, a sailing canoe named the Nakwasina, owned by the Calvin family, which was the subject of a National Geographic article, and the same boats built in Peter Simpson's shop at what was then known as Sheldon Jackson School. Polson said the idea of a maritime heritage center here only makes sense because we have such a rich tradition from Tlingit mariners, Russian boat builders, the military, and commercial fishermen, and all of us who still find our bliss on the water. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.